Before we begin, take a moment to find a place where you can sit comfortably. It should be a place as natural as possible, preferably outside on bare ground, but a floor will do just as well. You may also want to burn incense. For most of my travels, I suggest something fiery such as cinnamon. If necessary, please pause here and create such a setting before continuing on. Now, sit back and breathe normally, resting your hands peacefully in your lap, fingertips pressed together. Feel the sound of my voice seep into your bones. Allow my words to become a part of you, something that you can hold on to. Keep your focus firmly attached to my voice, like a rope to which you are anchored. Hear and understand every word I speak. Breathe in comfortably the sound of my voice. Still your thoughts and sink deep into the darkness where there are no more tomorrows. Here, yesterday's never happened. Nothing is important here, because nothing exists. Nothing but you, a flame of consciousness, floating in the darkness of nothing. Then these dark depths is the beginning of all that ever will be or has ever been. It is the beginning of everything. Emptiness is all that you feel, and darkness is all that is within your mind. Immerse yourself into the void. Relax in the peaceful coolness of nothing. Feel yourself cooling down, letting go of all sense of feeling. The only other existence is the sound of my voice. Breathe in the sound of it, and breathe out all energy until you are completely calm, relaxed, and at peace. Peer deeply into the darkness. Look hard and intently, and you will find that there is something there. Deep within the darkness, something not quite definable exists. You feel if you could just move closer, you just might be able to make it out. As you step forward, your bare foot steps in cold, soft mud. Feel the mud squeeze up between your toes. The air smells stale and damp. Reaching out before you, your hands become entangled in a mass of roots. As you try to pull them loose, dirt falls down upon you from above, and the air quickly fills with dust, and your feet sink deeper into the mud, up to your ankles. Feeling about yourself, you find that your back is against a muddy wall in which you have been slightly impressed. Roots come out of the ground from all directions, and they grasp at your arms, your legs, and across your chest. They embrace you as a lover, holding you in place. The mud of the ground and at your back sucks you in like a hungry babe. The longer you stay, the deeper you sink, and the more the roots grow around you, tugging at you, begging for you to stay. But to stay would be to become completely absorbed by the earth, to come to an end. To live is not to belong here. To live is to separate yourself from this consuming, ensnaring, suffocating trap. With a deep breath, gather your strength of will and force yourself forward. With your hands, you tear away the roots wrapped around your chest. You grab the root wrapped around your neck and pull yourself out of it, disturbing the roots so violently and thrashing about causes great amounts of dirt and rocks to rain down upon you, threatening to bury you as you struggle. Yet you fight even harder, wrenching your feet forcefully out of the mud, grasping at dangling roots to pull yourself forward as you feel the cave closing in behind you. As you inch forward, each new step is on more solid ground, and the roots become further apart. This allows you to move a little faster, and the further you move, the more solid the ground becomes. The cave rumbles in a long, forlorn moan as the roof completely caves in behind you as you escape its clutches just in time. Tired and exhausted, you collapse on the floor of a cold stone. Laying there, the coldness of the stone gets colder and colder. Your entire body is becoming chilled to the point of being painful. You can't stay here. You must either move or you will freeze to death. Sitting up, you look into the darkness before you, and there, dimly, you make out what appears to be the mouth of the cave. Standing up on the cold, freezing stone, you walk closer to that opening. As you get closer, you can begin to make out vegetation overhanging the entrance. Lush green moss hanging down and dripping with drops of water. Stepping out of the cave, you find yourself immersed in a thick forest at the foot of a great mountain. Trees of oak, birch, and maple are all around. The canopy above you is so thick, barely any light makes it through, giving it a twilight-like appearance. Feel the soft, mossy floor as you step forwards. Feel the drops of water as they occasionally splash upon you from above. Smell the sharpness of thick green growth and the damp sweetness of the shelf mushrooms that cling to the sides of the mighty oaks. Somewhere before you, you can hear the sounds of moving water, a babbling brook, and the sound of falling water. Following this sound, you come across a stream fed by a waterfall, 10 feet tall. Anxious to wash away the clinging, heavy filth from the cave, you rush in under the falls. The cold, cleansing water breaks down upon you, sending shivers of ecstasy through your entire being as you are washed clean. You feel as if you have suddenly lost a lot of weight. You are overwhelmed with a feeling of freedom. Stepping out of the water, you experience a feeling of freshness, of cleanliness. Every dirty smudge the world has ever marked you with is washed away. Every stain of guilt, every smear of regret, it's all gone. So that now you are left completely free, with nothing weighing you down whatsoever. A clean, fresh start is given to you by the cleansing powers of falling water. Standing on the other side of the stream, clean and fresh, you suddenly find yourself hungry for nourishment. A movement catches your eye, and as you turn to look, you barely catch the glimpse of a stag. Your eyes meet his, and it darts around a bush. Following his trail, you find him standing before a great brush loaded with plump, juicy berries. He shivers and twitches with each berry he plucks off the bush. The berries are wonderful to behold, and soon you have plucked one off and shoved it into your mouth. The juice of the berry immediately vitalizes and strengthens you. You taste its magical healing powers as they flow throughout your being. A gift from the mother, a marvel from the cosmos. Its tartness still fresh on your tongue. You feel your energy increase in strength and volume. Every ache, every pain, every sore is instantly overcome and healed by the vibrant power now pulsing throughout your system. Suddenly, light from the rising sun beams down upon you from the clearing above. As you tilt your head back, you feel the warmth of this power upon your face. As the sun continues to rise, you become completely immersed by his radiant beams. Heat flows down from your face and into the depths of your being. You feel his powerful energy filling your soul and flooding your senses. Your inner power increases tremendously. You are flooded with so much energy from the sun, with light and heat, that you cannot possibly contain it all. Your being begins to thrum with vibration as the power of the sun explodes out of you. Every atom of your being is so immersed with powerful vitalizing energy that nothing is left untouched. Every ache, every pain, every sore completely overcome and healed. Nothing can withstand the awesome, radiant, healing, overpowering strength of the sun's energy. With this much power, you feel that there is nothing you cannot do, nothing you cannot overcome. Raise your arms in complete supplication and draw forth into yourself, through yourself, every bit of this powerful energy from the sun that you possibly can. As the sun moves on and below the clearing, the light remains, for it is no longer the sun which shines forth, but you. You, having absorbed and taken in your fill, you yourself have become a being of radiant energy, so that everything you touch heals and grows. Now sit down in the middle of the clearing and feel the ground beneath you. Reach down and feel the floor. Feel that it is no longer soft and lush, but hard and firm. Remember where you are and bring yourself back into reality. Clap twice loudly. Open your eyes and enjoy the power of the spirits coursing through you, loving you, healing you. And when you are ready and sure of yourself, stand, for the meditation is done.